Okay.
I'm joined by Lena, from the spokesperson for the Revolution Leadership Council in Damascus. Lena, you heard this blast. Describe what happened.
Actually, we woke up today to the sound of the blast. It was very, very huge. It was unlike anything we've heard before. It's certainly bigger and larger than the former explosions that we've had before in Damascus. People woke up. We started calling each other. Parents called their children because we know at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's the time when people go to their work. Children go to their schools. And actually, unfortunately, we've heard that there was a school nearby, the explosion scene, and many, or let's say so far, we have several kids hurt and injured. So civilians were targeted by this explosion. The intelligence building that was near the blast, the intelligence building is still intact. It is not destroyed. So, and the explosion happened in the middle of the road, So many cars, civilian cars, were damaged, and buses, pedestrians, passers-by. That was very bad today. It was horrible, actually.
There have been a number of explosions in Damascus in the last 6 months or so. Was this the biggest you've heard?
Yes, it was the biggest so far.
The health minister says 29 people have been killed. Do you fear there'll be more casualties?
Well, I can't give numbers, actually. I have no clue about that. But when I hear the videos, the sound of the explosion, when I play it back, when I watch the images on TV, I can expect more, actually.
Who do you think is to blame for this?
We still have no conclusive evidence, but we have speculations. If we think of it neutrally, if we look at the regime and if we look at the Free Syrian Army, logically speaking, the Free Syrian Army has no advantage in targeting civilians, the civilians that it took an oath right from the start to protect. The Free Syrian Army was here right from the beginning to protect civilians. However, the regime, right from the start, it targeted people, it targeted entire cities, it wiped out Hummus, it wiped out so many other villages. So it is not strange now for it to target people in Damascus. It wants to create instability in the area. It wants to breach the six-point plan. The six-point plan, however, was carried out by the Free Syrian Army. The Free Syrian Army said that they will not breach the ceasefire plan. But now what we actually see is that the regime is trying to pull the area, to pull the city into a pool of violence. This is why, because it doesn't believe in political solutions. It only believes in violence. This is what we know about the regime.
In the past, an Islamist group has claimed responsibility for previous attacks in Damascus. Do you think that they may be to blame?
Well, actually, even those announcements that we've heard, they're not very clear. We don't know people who are behind them. Some people say that it could be the regime itself who created them in order, as I've said before, in order to create a situation of instability in Damascus, in order to say that it's okay for its tanks and its armor vehicles to enter Damascus in order to preserve stability. So it wants to reason. It's creating reasons in order to stay inside the city.
It seems very kind of far-fetched for the government to organize such an attack. You talk about speculation. Is there any evidence for it?
We still have no evidence. But sorry, I've had this piece of news. I didn't say it. We had news now. They have just sent it to me. We had an eyewitness who was actually on top of a building overviewing the scene, and he was shot dead. And I can give you the name. Just a second. I can give you the name. His name is Firas Kayal. He was shot dead by security forces. So some people now, apart from speculations, they say that the security forces were there in order to stage the whole operation, and in order to stop people from seeing it, recording whatever might happen there, and so on. But still, more information will unfold in time.
What's the source for that information that an eyewitness was killed?
Actually, our activists there in the area, the coordinate of the area nearby the explosion scene.
Okay, Lena. Well, perhaps we'll speak to you later on when more is clearer. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, too.